Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of A Nail Tech's Journey. I'm your host, Laura, and this week I'll be discussing my second week of class as well as my trip to Salon Centric and also an online order that I placed. Yes, I've had a very eventful week this week. My goal is throughout the course, I'm going to try and, even if it's just every other weekend or hopefully every weekend, I'm going to try and pick up a couple of gel polishes, a couple of nail polishes to slowly build up my inventory. Because when I think about, what I want to do at the end of all of this, I really, really am interested in, mobile manicuring services, especially helping out, parents and people who are at work who can't get to the nail salon, and bringing them not only the nail service, but also bringing them the nail arts. So I figure by building up my collection of polishes slowly, I can have the brand that I want, which is OPI at the moment. And I don't have to spend an arm and a leg at the end of the course to kind of achieve that. So with that being said, we'll just get right in. I'll start with my course, what I learned and the things that I did in class. And then we'll move into the other things I did outside of class. So this week was actually a pretty eventful week, I must say. So I did 2 pedicures, not one, but 2. And as well as some book work. So the pedicures were kind of cool because I did the pedicure per the teacher's instruction before I read the chapter. So when I went to go read the chapter, I feel like it made a lot more sense because I got that hands-on experience. I mean, I'm definitely a hands-on person when it comes to learning. I really have to for it to really retain in my brain, I have to just do it. And so I really appreciated that the teacher gave me that opportunity, especially given it's only been my second week. But, one of the challenges that I definitely saw will be an issue with doing pedicures, as I'm sure maybe other nail professionals can attest to, is the posture. Oh my goodness, girls. I was uncomfortable. because the student stool is, it's all connected to where the footrest, where the clients rest their feet. So the stool that you sit in is higher than where the client rests their feet. So you're like hunched over throughout this whole process. I mean, and especially where you it's not even like you can use your hands or your arms to support yourself on something because they're busy, taking care of the pedicure. So, if down the line, if I am going to be offering pedicures as part of my mobile nail service, I'm going to make sure that I get the proper equipment. So that way I do not sacrifice my posture because, we already have it rough as it is. We're sitting down all the time. And I, from my personal experience, I actually dealt with a back issue previously. My physical therapist told me that is the worst position to be in, is sitting all day. So, I definitely think it's important for us to, get up, take breaks, find ways to make ourselves more comfortable and supported while we're offering our nail services. Because otherwise, you can just prepare yourself for a short career. I mean, once you have back problems, they do not go away. And I am testament to that because I was injured in a car accident when I was pregnant with my daughter. And I still have that same exact back issue today. And no amount of physical therapy is going to help it because at the end of the day, the area is damaged. Obviously my opinion, not a medical opinion, so a medical diagnosis, so don't hold me to that. But that's just my opinion on how I've dealt with my issues. So, nonetheless, I definitely learned a lot of good techniques when doing the pedicures. I feel like this is actually really bad, but I am horrified by feet. I cannot do feet, not even my own feet. And somehow I mustered up the courage to get through this. And I feel like I did a pretty good job. You know what I mean? Like This was my first time polishing a client at school, and I feel like I kept it within her nail plate. I didn't go over the edges and stuff, so I was really definitely very proud of what I did. The second one didn't go over so well, but I think that one I just got adventurous and I tried to do a design and it didn't work out so well, especially given that I was in such an awkward position to begin with. But that's okay. So, you know, after I did my pedicures, I read my pedicure chapter, and I read the chapter with nail disorders. Now, as I'm reading this chapter, I'm realizing just how many things I've seen and I did not attribute to being a nail disorder. I mean, it's wild when you think about it. So I'm not sure if I discussed this in my previous podcast, but it's kind of like something that's still a little ongoing with me, but I have a really bad habit of like chewing my fingers. Like, I'm actually doing much better now because I've managed to keep up with my nails, keep up with my manicures, and that's really helped me to prevent, you know, that side chewing and stuff. But I think of all of the times that I've gone to a nail salon and the nail professional still does my nails, even though I very clearly have an open cut there. And, it, you know, as I'm learning all of these things, I'm realizing that all of the nail salons that I've been to have been guilty of doing these things, very things that we're not allowed to do. It makes me that much more motivated to really absorb all of the knowledge that I'm getting at school and make myself the best nail technician I can be. And honestly, that is the best piece of advice I would give anybody who's starting out in this field, who's going through the school, is make sure that you are learning to be the best nail technician that you can be. And you want to know why? Because all those average Joes who do these illegal things and, you know, don't do right by their clients, there's plenty of those places, plenty of salons around. But being the best nail technician, abiding by those rules, taking your client's safety first, is gonna be an attribute that you're not gonna find everywhere, and it's gonna set you apart. So that is my, you know, goal in terms of business, is I just want to find the best things that I can do to stand out, and I know for a fact that that's gonna be one of them. But I digressed a little bit. Back to what I was learning in school. So yes, so we learned about all of these nail disorders that can occur with the nails. We learned which nail disorders we can, you know, still provide services for and maybe even help. So in the example that I gave of, you know, people who chew the sides of their skins and their nails, the best piece of advice that you can offer your client is to come regularly. And the reason why is if you come regularly for a manicure and you're, you know, keeping up with everything, there's not going to be anything to chew on. And if for people who bite their nails, if they keep them nice and pretty and they've spent, you know, $20, $30 to make their nails pretty, they're not going to want to bite them because, hey, there goes $20, $30, you know. I'm sure no matter who they are, what walk of life they come from, they're not going to want to, you know, throw money down the drain. So that's the best piece of advice. And then we also learned about other things that we cannot, unfortunately, treat for. You know, nail disorders that do require a doctor to take a look at and to treat. So that was very, very good to learn, so that you're protecting yourself. Because if you treat a client, or if you provide services to a client who has like an open cut, you know, because they bite the skin on the side of their nails, and they develop an infection, no matter what disorder that person may have, even if they're biting their own fingers, guess who's responsible? You are. You know, I learned this when I did my medical assisting program. I learned this very clear. You always want to cover your assets. And what that means basically is ensure that the things that you are doing are not going to cause you legal issues later on. So I think that definitely extends to the nail profession, maybe even more. Because in this case, you're not dealing with, you know, medicine and saving people's lives and, you know, treating people. You're dealing with something that is cosmetic. And if someone gets something like a fungus or a really bad infection like MRSA from you providing a cosmetic service, you best believe a judge is not going to be lenient with you. I apologize if you hear the beeping. I'm trying out recording this podcast in my car, and so so that's my backup. It lets me know when I'm getting close to something. But we are at the 10-minute mark, so I don't want to go too longer. I really want to keep these podcasts short and concise, just so that way, you know, people are more inclined to listen to them, because I really want to offer a perspective for people who are interested in starting out in the nail industry, people who are going through classes to kind of compare and contrast what they're learning against what I'm learning. So I don't want to make these too long where people don't want to listen to them. But to wrap up, I will just tell you a little bit about my out of school experience this past weekend. So I got my student ID and I decided to go ahead and go to a salon store. So the one that we have in this area, or we have two in this area, big name salon stores, is Salon Centric and Cosmoprof. So Salon Centric, you can apply for the discount card online, and you just submit your a copy of your license and a copy of your student ID. With Cosmoprof, you have to go in the store. But like I said, I mean, I want to stock up, you know, every weekend. My goal, personal goal, is going to be, I'm going to buy 2 gel polishes. You know, that's still a lot of money, because, you know, it ends up being about $35, $40 just for those 2 nail polishes. But I'll have my big collection of gel polishes at the end of it. Plus, a lot of those stores are going to have the clearance bin. So I went in there, I got like $2 China glaze polishes, $3, $4 OPI polishes, regular polishes. I mean, I just grabbed a couple. I didn't grab a crazy amount. I obviously had to grab my top coat and my base coat, because in order for me to use those gel polishes that I just bought, I need those. You know, what I want to do is I want to keep my systems, you know, even if I have multiple nail polishes, I want to keep the system from start to finish within one brand. So I got OPI top and base coat, so that when I do people select an OPI color, I can do it start to finish OPI. Maybe I'll get 2 lamps. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I definitely know I want to have OPI as one brand and Gelish as another. I might explore other brands and see if there's a better option. I did also order from DTKNailSupply.com. I ordered some D&D polishes just to see how they are, because, I mean, when I've gone into the salon, I've never really had luck with that brand. But it could also be the way that they're applying it, so I'm going to give it a shot nonetheless, because those are super cheap. Like, DTK Nail Supply has them for $6.25 a pack of 2 polishes. So you get the gel polish and you get the regular nail polish in that same color. So if that works out, then whew, I will be stocking up. But I also, over the past weekend, I did a full set on myself. They didn't come out the greatest. I will admit it was a lot harder than I thought. But I mean, they're all right. I've gotten some compliments, which is nice. A lot of it came off due to the pedicures, but that's okay. So this weekend, I think I'm going to practice taking the acrylics off, and then hopefully I can do like a gel mani on myself. But anyways, you know, the key to it, in my opinion, is just to practice. Whenever you have a second, you know, and you can sit down and do your own nails, you can do your mother's nails, you can do your sister's nails, whomever is willing to allow you to practice. If you have a husband that's willing to let you do his nails, then go for it, you know. Don't be limited to what you're doing in school, because at the end of the day, you know, in my case, in Massachusetts, it's only a 100-hour program. So that's only 100 hours to learn the material, which is a 23-chapter textbook, and then have a little bit of practice. So I'm not limiting myself to just what I'm doing within class, because, again, I want to be the best nail technician that I can be. So, with that being said, I will let you all go. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast. I will be uploading every single week, and every single week I will cover what I've learned in class, as well as any other things that I've learned. So if you have any questions or if you want to, you know, talk about things, please feel free to contact me. My email address currently is lauramrodriguez13@gmail.com. Pretty soon, once I decide on the name for my business, I will have a business email that you guys can email me. And I will also be setting up, you know, some social media pages. So I'll be setting up Instagram, a Facebook page. I don't think I'll do Twitter because I don't even tweet anyways. Maybe a Snapchat. That would be really cool because I could Snapchat you guys in class. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah. So hopefully by next week, I'll have all of those social media pages for you guys so that you can check it out. You know, if you want to ask me any questions about whatever I've discussed, you can. So I hope you ladies have a wonderful week, and I will check in with you guys next week. Bye.